Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Romans 16, 25 to 27. Romans chapter 16, verse 25 to 27. Now all glory to God, who is able to make you strong, just as my good news says. This message about Jesus Christ has revealed his plan for you Gentiles, a plan kept secret from the beginning of time. But now, as the prophets foretold, and as the eternal God has commanded, this message is made known to all Gentiles everywhere, so that they too might believe and obey him. All glory to the only wise God, through Jesus Christ, forever. Amen. My theme for reflection is the secret is out. The secret is out. If you have ever tried to keep good news quiet, a surprise engagement, a pregnancy, a long-awaited visa, you would know how hard it is not to smile too early. Romans 16:25 to 27 feels a little like that smile finally breaking through. Paul, or perhaps the early church speaking in Paul's voice, ends the great letter to the Romans with a doxology that announces quite simply, what was hidden is now revealed, and it is too good to keep to ourselves. The problem beneath this closing hymn is one Christians still know well. God's purposes often feel slow, obscured, or unreal. People wonder whether God is really at work in history, or whether faith is just a private consolation. In Paul's world, the promise that God will reconcile Jews and Gentiles, insiders and outsiders, sounded implausible. Centuries had passed, empires rose and fell. God's secret seemed buried under time, suffering, and disappointment. Into that weariness comes a bold claim. God is able to strengthen you according to the gospel and the proclamation of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery that was kept secret for long ages but is now disclosed. The mystery is not a puzzle for clever minds. It is a divine purpose finally made public. What the prophets glimpsed, nations streaming toward God's light, is now happening through the announcement of Jesus Christ. Isaiah had already dared to imagine it. Nations shall come to your light and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Isaiah 60, verse 3. Romans declares that this future has begun. At the heart of the passage is not speculation but worship. Glory is given to the only wise God. God's wisdom is shown not by secrecy for its own sake, but by timing. The disclosure happens according to the command of the eternal God when humanity is ready to hear it, not as domination, but as invitation. The goal of this unveiling is the obedience of faith, not blind submission, but a faith that reshapes how people live, how people love, and how people belong. This matters for us today because the gospel still resists being reduced to private spirituality. The secret God reveals is communal and public. Reconciliation, mercy, and hope offered to all peoples. In a fractured world that thrives on exclusion and suspicion, the church is called to live as if the mystery truly has been revealed. Our lives become part of the proclamation. Carbath once wrote, God's revelation is God's self-giving. Romans 16 reminds us that the gospel is not hidden knowledge for the elite, but God giving himself openly, generously, and for the world. So where does this leave us? Strengthened, not by certainty about every detail of history, but by trust that God's purposes are larger than our fear. Advent stands at the threshold of Christmas, and this doxology teaches us how to wait, not in silence, but in praise. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, where have I assumed God is absent simply because I cannot yet see the outcome? Number two, how might my daily life make the revealed mystery of God's grace visible to others? And now our practical exercise for the day. Share one word of hope through a conversation, message, or small act of kindness that points beyond yourself to God's reconciling work. Wise and eternal God, we praise you for unveiling your purpose in Jesus Christ. Strengthen us by this gospel so that our faith may become obedience, our hope courage, and our love a sign of your kingdom. As the secret continues to be told, make our lives part of its joyful proclamation to your glory forever and ever. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.